It is February 15th, 2024, 8:07 a.m. Okay, so yesterday, as you guys know, I went to downtown and for my meeting at 4 p.m. So when I got to downtown, I ended up going there early to just walk around because I haven't been to downtown in a while just to walk around. My family, my immediate family, is still downtown. My parents are still downtown. My sister, and my brothers, they're still downtown. I was raised in downtown Toronto, so it's like my home, right? And I never actually get a chance to walk since I moved to the suburbs. So I went downtown early and just to walk around and just walk around, see the places that I normally hang around at, and just be a tourist for once. And it was nice. I ended up walking for about an hour and a half, get my steps in and all that good stuff. So it was really nice. Before that walk, I ended up going to Union Station down in Toronto, where the train station's ending up terminating, main train station in Toronto. They did this massive renovations in the food court itself. So I ended up eating there, and for a while they had the big concourse open with brand new food court. You still have your typical box fast food, but they have your independents as well too. But when they opened the other side of the food court, there's more different restaurants, more mop and pop, a lot of indie stuff, and I ending up going to this Japanese bento lunch place that sells groceries, small groceries, little pastries and all that good stuff. I ended up eating there, getting a small bento box, and I was very surprised. It's really, really good. It was warm. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. It was the right temperature. I had the spicy bulgogi bento box with glass noodles and rice. It was delicious. Granted, it did cost me $16. It's a little pricey for lunch, but it was a good portion, enough that it sustained me for the rest of the afternoon, so including the walk itself, because after the walk, I was fine. I was like not even hungry. It doesn't feel heavy. It was perfectly balanced. And it was nice. It was nice that there's more independent restaurants are opening in downtown, especially in a train station like that. I think the goal was to have that train station, the Union Station, to be a hub for people going to the airport, going outside the city by train. It becomes like a destination place for people who works in that area as well to go to the food court and actually experience good independent restaurants. So it was really, really nice to see that, especially expanding. It was nice. So I ended up just walking around, zigzag my way up to my meeting, stopped by at City Hall at Nathan Phillips Square. That was pretty nice too. It was nice to just walk, right? It was a beautiful day as well too. It wasn't cold. It wasn't hot. It was perfectly temperatured. So I ended up also, while doing my walk, ending up doing some street photography, and I ended up taking my Ricoh GR3 out. It was I just ended up walking, taking photos, and I forgot that I haven't done a street photography walk for almost a year now, because I was just doing a lot of like more static, more like just around my area. So I haven't really done like a proper street photography walk, and it was so much fun. It was great. It was just a very nice feeling of just taking photos, candid photos of things around me, and just taking great photos. It was just so much fun, and having a simple point and shoot camera like the GR3. It was great. It was so compact. No one thinks that I'm taking a photo of them. Before, I was, when I do street photography, I used a DSLR. I was using a Nikon D600 and D610. as my street photography camera, and you can hear the clanking of that mirror slapping all over the place. But having a small compact point and shoot camera, it was pretty nice. It felt like, you ever had a feeling that when you walk around the city that you live in with a camera, or not even with a camera, just walk around the city and just admiring the view and pretending that you're a tourist or discovering new things? That was me. I was doing that, and it was so much fun. I can't wait to do it again. It's really cool. So yeah, so that was my yesterday. And when I got home late. I ended up going to a local Chinese restaurant here near our place, ending up getting some Chinese food for our Valentine's dinner. I know it's not very glamorous, but it was one of those things that it was good food. It was very very homey feel. It was just nice. It was a nice comfort Chinese food, so it's nice. And we made plans already, like I mentioned yesterday. We're gonna have a dinner and a show a few weeks from now for our Valentine's Day. We try to have at least date night for just once a month, just to go out and just splurge and eat and just have fun and all that good stuff. So we're doing a dinner and show. I think I found a place to go for dinner. I have to do a little bit more research because there's a massive turnaround of restaurants, brand new, replacing older ones, revamping to something even better. So I've been researching more and more because, again, I haven't been really hanging out and trying new restaurants downtown. So that was a nice research. But I think I found a place. I'm not going to tell you yet what it is, because I'm still not sure, but it's pretty close to the theater, so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun. It is 11:32 a.m., and this is my second attempt to start this entry. the first attempt was I got a message to get a call to answer some questions, so I ended up doing that. So I was about to say that we got a weather advisory in the area where I live, just outside Toronto. We're supposed to get snow, like almost like a snowstorm, but a snow starting around 9 a.m. It's 11:33 and there's no snow yet, but it is pretty cloudy. It is hovering 0 degrees Celsius, so it's not like super cold, but it's cold enough that it will stay in the ground. Right, that's the key, is it has to stay in the ground so it can accumulate. But there's nothing yet. Like, I'm looking at downtown Toronto where I live right now, and it's clear. It's really clear. I can see from my building. It's super clear. So I don't know when this snow is supposed to start. It is snowing north of the city. Because of the Lake Ontario, we're not probably going to see it. If you do, it's just going to be scattered snow. So it's, for me, it's a win-win. But for the commute, if you go north of a certain area, north of the 401, the major highway route, they might get snow. So we'll see how this is going to play out. Yeah, there's no snow. But yeah, no, I was really hoping, because there's really no snow for the past. It's been a very warm winter. We had snow dump just before Christmas, but now it's just dry. There's really nothing here. So hopefully it will snow, because we do need the snow, especially for the farmers. They need to accumulate the snow so they can so their fields will be moist when the spring thaw comes in. So hopefully they get some snow and just to so they get a better harvest overall during the summer. And yeah, no, it's kind of funny though, because last week it was so warm. The birds are out, and my wife's allergy kicked in. And it's kind of weird though, because typically her allergies doesn't kick in until probably around March, April. But yeah, it kicked in January because it's so warm. And I only used my snow boots once this season. I don't know if it's going to be accumulating this one or not, but we'll see. 12:20 and it's officially snowing. And it's snowing sideways. It is somewhat sticking in the ground. It's still 0 degrees outside. It's somewhat sticking in the ground, but it is snowing, so that's pretty cool. I haven't seen snow in a few months now, so it's nice to see it. This is the problem of living in the city, close to a lake, one of the Great Lakes, and it affects your weather. And next thing you know, we have snow. Very rare moment this year so far, but we officially have snow. I'm very, very excited to see this. I do want to let it stay for about a day, but I don't mind it go away the next day. But no, it's just nice to see snow because the winter is getting really bleak color wise because growing up, winter is winter. You see snow. For the past few years, because of global warming, winter is brown and wet. No snow. It is 5:13 p.m. So I went out to grab some groceries for the next couple of days because it actually snowed, like a lot of snow. So when I left, the roads were covered with snow. But the bad thing about this whole thing is because we're still hovering in zero, it's still pretty warm-ish. So when the snow hits the ground, it accumulates. If it doesn't get touched, it stays accumulated. It's fine, it's still fluffy. But as soon as a car goes on top of it or you walk on top of it, it starts getting compressed. This means it's getting liquefied. As soon as it gets liquefied, because they're still in zero, it starts freezing. So it's literally creating a base layer of ice, then snow on top of that. So that makes driving and walking so much more fun. But they said that the snow is going to be continuing throughout the day, throughout the evening, even overnight. The winter warning. They just left the winter warning out now, so we're just winter. This winter is just snow, so that's what we're getting now. They said it's supposed to end around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, and it's gonna be. They said it's gonna be the same thing for the next few days. So hopefully we get the nice accumulation. I'm just hoping that the ice that's being built up in the sidewalks and on private lots, like in a parking lot for groceries or whatever, they shovel that stuff because it's just gonna be treacherous walking in this weather. I'm not sure if you can hear. That's actually Marco meowing. He got fed already. He got his walk already and his snackies, and now he's just meowing. So, but yeah, I'm saying that it's just accumulating snow. All that good stuff. Oh, by the way, he's fine. He's just meowing. He's been meowing. He meows at this time all the time. So, but yeah, now I'm saying that the snow keeps accumulating. So hopefully it's gonna be fine for overnight and the next day. What I went to grocery shopping, it's kind of funny though because every time the weather is like this, the groceries are very, very empty. That means the stock people brings out the fresh produce, fresh everything. So whoever decided to go out and do grocery at this time of weather, you get all the fresh stuff. So I got fresh everything, so it's great. I don't know. I talked to the wifey earlier today, and she said that everyone left early or worked at home. But now when she's driving home, she said that it's pretty light based on her typical commute because of the winter warning, everyone decided to stay home. And to be honest with you, it's actually a very good idea for people. For me, I work at home, so it's like I'm always home. I leave the house in this kind of weather just to get out of the house. So how weird is that? But yeah, no, it's pretty good outside.